so you just heard some beelines there. We're actually about to go live right now to the Live at Lunch. Weed is on, of course, so get your butt down to UBC and to the sub main stage where you're going to be hearing some awesome music. But yeah, you should tune into one. So that's going to be, probably end of the set then, 12 to 1. Here is Weeds, and we're going to go live broadcast right now at UBC.
Testing? Yeah, that's good. Test 1, 2. Test. Check. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I can never hear myself. So. Should we keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it from the verse. Yeah. Okay. Keep going. All right. Let's do the start from the verse.
Set my left ear, familiar ear, so much more fear.
Hey everyone, hope everybody's having fun and a good time. My name's Hugo and I am with CITR 101.9 FM. We are your campus community radio station and we love to party. And that's why we brought a band called Weed, who's playing right now. So enjoy. Thanks.
Thanks, Hugo. Oh, no more.
no matter who.
Cheers. Thanks, UBC.
Follow along.
Hey everyone, so as you know, we are CITR 101.9 FM. We're actually live broadcasting right now, so there's millions and millions of people all over the world that are listening to this. And I would like to say hello to each and every single one of you. Yeah, so why don't we talk a little bit? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Will.
I'm Kevin.
What band are you in?
Weed. That's also true, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense. So you guys just recently came back from a tour, am I correct?
That's true, yeah.
I'm only going to go to one of you from now on, not both. Is that cool? Okay, awesome. And where did you go?
We went down the West Coast, then to LA, and then up to the Midwest, up to Minneapolis and Wisconsin.
How did you get across the border?
We had a story.
Can you tell it?
That's reserved for the border guards.
Okay, that's fair. We won't talk about that then. What was your most memorable touring experience, if you could pick one? Or maybe three, I don't know. It just depends.
Oh, yeah. When we were in San Francisco, we got robbed.
Oh. That was memorable. Very memorable. Oh, did you ever get your stuff back?
Actually, nobody in the band Weed has ever got anything stolen from them, but anyone who comes with us always gets their shit stolen. Stuff stolen.
That's okay. We're live right now, though. Hi to everybody who's listening online and through the radio waves. I'm going to let you guys get back to it, but thank you. I'll be back in a little bit with more questions. This is Weed.
Thanks to UBC, Hugo, Brenda, everyone at CITR for having us, Brad, everyone, Evan, Randy.
That was song, right?
Yeah. All right. Hang on a second. Ready?
pieces of our love wrapped around me, though I wouldn't want to judge our love. Our love. Rip me back. Feel the crack. Choices lose. Wrapped around me, grab the pieces of our love. Wrapped around me, though I wouldn't wanna judge our love.
How's it going, guys? Hey, Anna. Good time for a break if you have something planned, but we just gotta retune quick.
Hey everyone, so I know you've all heard this if you've been standing here, but you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. For those of you who are not here, we are broadcasting live, so everything that you are hearing is being transmitted through the internet.
Unless you're listening to this on a podcast, in which case it's not live.
And yeah, then it's not happening, but I feel like you should know that by now, or else you're a fool. Anyways, so you guys just released a 7-inch, right?
Yeah, we did.
And what's that 7-inch called?
It's called 80 with Drug. It's a split, like, not split, two songs.
And where did you come up with those names?
That's Willie's call, but we recorded them in Seattle. I know that much, I was there.
That's cool. Where in Seattle?
A place called the Ballard Mine. It's a little studio right outside of Seattle in a town called Ballard.
That sounds really magical. Did it take a long time?
We did it in 2 nights. So.
That's awesome.
Couple more cuts that didn't make the record that we got saved up for the next release.
Do you know when that is planning to be released?
Maybe late winter this year.
Cool. So late winter, new release. Everybody, you heard it first here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we have a little bit of a special treat/presentation thing going on right now. You can take your guitar. You can keep it on if you want. You want to keep your guitar on while you have a donut eating contest?
I don't drink milk.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't drink milk, so I can have this. Oh, you can't have whipped cream.
Yeah, I'm not a vegan. I just don't like milk.
Oh, okay. All right. So, as you guys can see, we have 3 plates of donuts here that are. Does anybody have a stopwatch? I really want to time this. Okay, awesome. Duncan, thank you very much. So, we have 3 plates of donuts here for these lovely gentlemen in the band called Weed. Basically, they are filled. Those are jelly-filled donuts, except for the sprinkle one. That one isn't filled. That one just has sprinkles on it. Everybody loves sprinkles. Okay, sounds great. So we have a stopwatch, and what we're going to do is the first person that, I'll buy a beer for the first person that finishes all 4 donuts and milk. And if you win, Willie, then I'll get you whatever you want. And 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, you can't use your hands. Okay, start over. 1, 2, 3, go! Yay! Okay, so I'm gonna get some of these sounds.
Hey.
You guys aren't eating as fast as I thought you would be. Drummer is in the lead. He's doing really well. He didn't eat breakfast, I guess, so he's doing much faster than everyone else. I don't know who's going to finish these first, actually. Kevin's coming up, and he's pulling up the rear. If you're listening online, what's going on right now is they're having a donut eating contest. Willie has a big beard, and it makes things a little more awkward and sticky. I forgot to bring napkins. Sorry. but yeah, So, I hope these guys are doing okay. How are you feeling?
Not too good, Noriega.
I'm sorry, man. How about you, Kay?
I'm still alright.
I'm not going to interrupt him because he's winning. He's doing much better than you guys. So you guys hit a minute. I might cap it off here a little bit. So yeah, thank you very much for coming and listening to us and watching these guys have a donut eating contest and not very happily, but they're doing it, which is cool. So for those of you who don't know who we are CITR. We're located in room 233 in the sub. Come say hello. We like to do fun things like donut eating contests and partying and other really wholesome, entertaining things. I can't really think of much else. I'm just kidding. There's tons of volunteer opportunities. You should really come check it out because it's a cool place to be and everybody there has a lot of fun. We also have a magazine called Discorder. You can use your hands if you want, buddy. It's okay. I just want you to eat all the donuts. Willie looks so good right now. We also have a monthly music publication called Discorder, so if anybody out there is interested in writing or reading, you can pick it up, taking photos. Maybe this will make Discorder. I think it will. I think it holds a solid chance. Weed hasn't ever been featured in Discorder. I'm sorry about that. Oh, really? Willie says it's a dream of his. Let's make this dream happen, Sarah. Yeah, you are on the charts. okay, so I don't know. It's been like 3 minutes. This Willie's out. Willie ate one donut and he's gone. He is also very messy. Are you guys done too? All right, well, I mean, it's a race to the finish. You guys are equally, come on, go for it. Go for it. I have milk for you. So yeah, if you guys want, or you like what you're hearing, actually, these guys, as we had mentioned before, just released a 7-inch. I believe you can pick it up at basically any record store. You can also go to weed.bandcamp.com to listen to it. And we have it here. How much is it? It's only $5, so if you really, really like them, you can buy it right now. I really hope someone throws up. I was really hoping for that. yeah, so they have all that stuff here, and it's okay. Yeah, I don't know. You guys are almost done. Just go for it. I'm really amazed right now. Yeah, you can drink milk. That's what it's there for. So, yeah, we're playing, we've actually had this going on all week, in case you guys are wondering. The other best band, I don't pick favorites. I'm not a big favorite pick. Well, Young Mums played, and Tirana Horse played yesterday. These guys are playing today. Korean Gut, hosted by Duncan, is playing tomorrow. And then on Friday, we have Flash Palace, which is a whole bunch of, students and stuff like that. So it should be a really good week. Come by and say hello. I'm gonna cap the donut eating contest. And oh, okay, we're not going to stop the donut eating contest. It's still going to go. Kevin, do you give up? Okay, so how are you feeling about that?
I thought the napkins were all for me.
How are you feeling about this?
I feel like I'll still use the napkins anyway, but I'm somewhat upset.
Do you have a favorite donut?
Boston cream is pretty good.
Yeah. And how about you?
Yeah, Boston cream as well.
Boston cream takes it. That yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. It's cool. Don't throw up. Well, yeah, throw up. Why not? We are live though, so let me put the mic in front of you before you do it.
Have you ever had those donuts down on Granville Island? Tim's, Lee's, yeah. That's the best donuts I've had in Vancouver.
I don't think I've ever had them. Why are they so good?
They're fresh, yeah. They're always... Also, what? The yeast raised. The yeast ratio? Yeah.
So the yeast ratio makes them tasty. I'm going to remember that next time I make donuts.
Yeah. Also, I think it's on Tuesdays. You can buy a bag of frozen donuts for like $2, like a million of them.
What does one do with a frozen donut?
Oh, you put it in the freezer again.
That sounds really good.
Warm it up when you're ready to eat it.
Cool, that's awesome. So, if you guys are ready to go back to... I think we're going to... the winner has a time of 6 minutes and 20 seconds. Good job, guys. Thank you so much for participating in the donut eating contest. I paid for all those donuts myself, so I'm really glad you guys ate them. Yeah. Lee's is sponsoring? Oh, yeah. Next time. Yeah, of course. But we're going to let these guys get back to it. We'll quickly move this table out of your way. And you don't have a minute. I'm sorry. All right, we're going to get back to songs. Thank you so much for watching the Donut Eating Contest. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
His hands are so sticky now. Well, thanks for watching that. I keep walking over my cord. I'm sorry. It's my fault. That makes more sense. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thanks for the help, both guys.
There's still donut stuff on my guitar, actually. It's kind of distracting me. That's why I keep... Is there? Cheers. Cheers. We only have one song left, actually. Actually, I could tell you a joke. All right, I'm going to tell you a joke. So, these two guys sit down at a bar, and this is really awkward to tell a joke on stage. I've never done this before. Anyway, there's two guys sitting down at a bar, and sit down, having a drink, whatever. One guy turns to the other one and says, "So, where are you from?" He says, "Oh, I'm from British Columbia." It's like, "Oh, okay. So what do you do in British Columbia?" He says, "Oh, I'm a rancher out in the, what is it, Kamloops or something?" I don't know where this ranch is, but anyway. So yeah, I'm a rancher. He's like, "Oh, how much land do you have?" He's like, "Oh, I have 1,000 acres, actually." He says, "Oh, that's quite a bit of land." So the guy from BC says, "Well, where are you from?" And the guy says, "Well, I'm from Texas." He says, "Oh, what do you do in Texas?" He says, "Well, I'm a rancher." He says, "Oh, how much land do you have?" He says, "Let me put it to you this way. When I get in my truck in the morning, if I drive all day, at the end of the day, I can just see the end of my land." The guy from BC says, "Huh, I used to have a piece of shit truck like that too." I just thought it'd be kind of cool to have like a comedian open up for us, actually. Just like some kind of lo-fi comedian of some kind. Some kind of DIY comedy act or something. I don't know. Just an idea. If anyone wants to do that, come talk to me afterwards. Yeah, we have 7 inches for sale. Are they in your backpack or something? Okay. Yeah, so we got them. Come talk to us. Thanks, CITR. Thanks for watching. UBC students walking by and everyone on the grassy knoll. Hey, Vance. All right, let's do one more song. I found a way to get you out of my head. See, baby, someone else's bed never felt so bad. There's a better way to tell you that I don't care. Destroy the fantasy of you and me, change your hair. Fantasy's being hurt heavy, but it's hard to hurt. One way to start over when I friend and turn. Try it together, but all between two fences. Paint up the gritty waiting out of my wall. Gotta meet. She's good to me, so watch we TV. For a second I'm king. For a minute you give a shit. The bed is missing, now we're fucking it all, nah. Don't wanna be a from it, let me explain myself. Fingers are greedy, witty, but I ain't thought of that. Fingers are greedy, witty, not on my wall. I found a way to get you out of my head. Sleeping in someone else's bed never felt so good. Better's a better way to tell you that I don't care. Fingers are greedy, witty, but I love one too. Somebody you gotta meet. She's good to me, so watch we TV. For a second I'm king. For a minute you give a shit. Find you someone new. guys. This is cool, having like a real stage. I can do like slides and stuff. All right, see ya.
Hey everyone, so that was Weed. Thank you so much for coming and listening and watching and playing. And if you're listening online, thank you for listening too. Yeah, we'll be here all week and we're gonna go now, so bye.
Don't miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advanced tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? No.